Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The World Food Programme has said today that no food entered northern Gaza for the first 2 weeks of this month as Israel launched the latest military operation there. The head of UNRWA has warned today about the risk of famine in Gaza, and Israel's biggest ally, the US, warned Israel that it has 30 days to allow at least 350 trucks a day to enter Gaza through all four major crossings or risk losing military support. Well, for the latest, we're joined now by Abir Atifa, who is Middle East Senior Spokeswoman with the UN World Food Programme. And Abir, you're welcome. Can you tell me what effect is the escalation of violence in northern Gaza having on the food security of people living there?
Well, the situation in Gaza is very serious in terms of food security. No food supplies have gone in since the beginning of the month, which forced WFP to suspend operations in Gaza for the last 2 weeks. We ran out of food for the, provision of hot meals. All the kitchens have been closed. Bakeries have stopped, especially in northern Gaza. And it's only that yesterday we've had 12 trucks go through with wheat flour, but very limited quantities because, again, 2 weeks of literally no access whatsoever to Gaza cannot be compensated by just 12 trucks. These trucks were carrying, like a bag of wheat for around 9,000 families. So after like almost 2 weeks of no access, it's like it's really not enough to, provide one bag of wheat. Now, multiple challenges. It's crossing into Gaza. It's getting inside and around in Gaza, having the fuel, having access to all the border crossing points, supplies on regular basis in enough quantities, so at least we need, at least as the World Food Programme, at least 50 trucks a day to make up for all what we've lost in the last 2 weeks.
I know, to complicate things, the only functioning bakery in Jebeliya, which is supported by the World Food Programme, it caught fire after being hit by explosive ammunition. So even if the wheat gets in, are the facilities there, and you mentioned fuel as well, to make food?
Well, at least what we need is the hot kitchens. We can, we can't have everything out of order, like, bakeries, the kitchens preparing hot meals, the food rations. Currently, nothing is there. But it is important, equally important, to allow us to deal with the bakery situation, to get the fuel, to get the wheat flour, the yeast. And it's not just, it's the north in particularly is in a very serious situation because they have been cut off supplies for the last 2 weeks. But also the situation across the rest of Gaza is quite serious. I mean, there are the evacuation orders, the large scale military operations on the ground, which is impacting the safety and security of staff, and of course the movement of truck drivers. So we need this access, we need the safety and security to be able to move inside Gaza. It's not just to cross the border crossing point, it is actually to be able to move around in Gaza and to provide that kind of security coverage that will allow us to reach people who are in need.
And just finally then, Abir, is there any sign of that security that you need to be able to transport the food from the crossing, as you say, to the people who need it? Because Israel has ordered people to evacuate to what are supposedly safer areas in the south of Gaza. So how do you get to the people in the north?
Listen, nowhere is safe in Gaza. I mean, it's not the south, not the north, not the center. Nowhere is safe. There are no safe areas in Gaza, which really complicates our operation. It's not like we know that if we go to this area, the people will be safe, our staff will be safe, we will be able to distribute. It's basically a hit and miss and pure luck, that has intervened to save the lives of some of our staff and partners on the ground.
Abir Atifa, thank you so much for joining us this evening.